Hey there, welcome to The Legal Life with Brooksy and Shanaz. I'm Shanaz, I'm here with my good mate Brooksy. We haven't done this for a little while, which we apologise for, but we're back, bigger and better than ever. Brooksy, how are you?
Shanaz, your weapon.
Whoa.
I am great. I am really good. Thought I'd mix it up for you. Yeah, good, man. Good. Very well. Kicking along nicely. Yeah. Weather's great. I think we've seen the worst of winter. I know you're a winter man and I'm a summer man. But I think we're good. I think there is a cold front coming through at the end of the week, which will bring a bit of rain. But once that's gone, we're home. So it's going to be the summer of Brooks, the summer of Shanaz.
You need to calm down, Brooksy. That's all I've got to say to you about that.
I have had three coffees already before 11 o'clock, so...
That's never a good thing for you. Rugby league is going strong. It's the heartland. It's everything to us. And a couple of weeks ago, which we haven't potted about yet, we had the rematch derby, round two, if you will. Home derby for the Sharks at your stinking Cobra Stadium, whatever it's called now. What'd you think of the result? Oh, I've got a joke for you. Knock, knock. Who's there? Who let the dogs out or some rubbish?
Up who? There you go.
Pretty good game, actually. Was it an entertaining game?
Yeah. Oh, they've been good derbies the last few years, and I think that one was probably one of the better ones that we've seen. Sharky's really good. I underestimated the forward pack for the Sharks, and didn't they step up? Royce Hunt.
Yeah.
200 metres in 20-odd minutes. Mate, I don't think some of those players run that fast to chalk up 200 metres without the ball, let alone with the ball. That was great. Toby Rudolph got in excess of 200 metres as well. He's been really good and great to see from your perspective. I guess he might not be going over to Auckland next season, which is great. I thought it was a well-deserved win. I know there was a few Dragons fans that were pretty peed with the decision of the grounding for Williams's try. Was it, Chaz?
It was, yeah.
Where Dufty got his hand to it. It was pretty. I thought it was pretty close to simultaneous, but yeah, you could see on a couple of the angles, particularly the Fox Rover in the end goal, that it was a bit touch and go. But mate, that happened so early in the game, and so much happened since. We had two opportunities to score at the end. Dufty on the bobble and Saab far out. The Saab nearly came through with the goods at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a great game. I'm just enjoying the way the Dragons are playing footy, win, lose or draw at the moment, Shanaz.
Yeah, we've had a few episodes earlier in the year which were pretty down and depressing for you especially. One in particular
back to the Steelers 1989 days.
But you've definitely amplified and lifted since then, and you know, a couple of losses as well as the wins, but you're definitely playing a lot better. There's a lot more structure, particularly when Ben Hunt plays at hooker, it seems you go a lot better. So there's a bit of hope there for the Drags. And as you said about the Sharkies, the forward pack is revitalized with a lot of younger guys, particularly the bench of essentially what usually would be Hunt, Talakai and Toby Rudolph. So they're going well, and I'm a pretty happy Sharks fan, although the defense is pretty ordinary.
I think the attacks, the strength at the Sharks at the moment, you're seeing Johnson playing his best footy at the club, which is helping. He had a lot of injuries in your outside backs and you've seen a bit of rotation there. It was good seeing some of those young guys get a go on the weekend against the Bronx, mate. Jackson Ferris, I know you've been high on him in previous years, playing in the juniors and in for Newtown as well. It's good to see his injuries and as bad as what first thought. MCL, is it, Chaz? 4 to 6, maybe?
4 to 6, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you obviously lost Sherry. You let Josh Morris go to the Roosters. So it's good to see these young guys playing well out in the back. I thought Ronaldo was a bit aggressive in the derby. There was a bit of afters in some tackles. I think he tried to bury Adam Clune at one stage during the game into the Cogra turf.
Yeah, he's got that in his game. We saw it on the weekend against the Broncos. He fires up a lot. He's the sort of player I think that you're going to like if you're a Sharks fan. And if you're not a Sharks fan, you might kind of grow to sort of, what's up with this young gentleman? But Yeah, he's a tough little beast, that's for sure.
I think they're still digging Luke Brooks out from Leichhardt Oval from round 25 last year. Remember that hit he put on?
I do.
I think it was a seven tackle set, and Brooks took the tap, and Ronaldo, poof, tried to bury him. They might have to start calling him the Undertaker, Schnaz.
I wanted to ask you, Brooksy, we're,
Yeah.
halfway or over halfway, I should say, in this
Yeah,
competition,
we're.
this strange competition. I want to do a bit of a game with you. I know you like games. I want to say pretenders or contenders. Pretenders or contenders.
Ooh.
And
Yeah, nice.
let's go through the ladder, and I'm going to start with the Penrith Panthers.
Oh, how can you not say they're contenders, Schnaz? Seven straight. Cleary's love and life. Post TikTok. The teams, I actually really like the team, what the squad that they've got now. Some of those guys that are probably like mid-20s starting to take the next step. James Fisher-Harris, he's been someone that has been solid for the last few years. Isaiah Yeo, you've got bloody Charlie Staines drinking Forbes dry, six tries in 100 minutes, Schnaz. I think it'd be interesting to see how many players like he's passed in 100 minutes of football who have scored five or six. I know I was doing a Tigers game the other day, and McKaylee and Twal have played like 50 and 60 games respectively, haven't crossed for a try. They're probably sitting there just going, damn it, just if I could get a piece of that action, it'd be great. But yeah, there'd be some interesting names that have scored six or five tries. I know Blocker was commentating that game, and I think he said he's halfway to Blocker's count already.
All right, let's this
But yeah,
is
the Panthers are good, man. I think this is the culmination of what they've been building the last 5, 10 years. Gus's 5, 10 year plan sort of coming to fruition.
it's here.
He got all the dead wood, dropped them up to the Goldie,
Literally.
players and coaching staff. And
Oh boy.
yeah, I think they're doing well. And obviously the Bulldogs have seen that and recruiting T-Bone, T-Baz. For next year, so
All right,
yeah, Panthers loving them.
let's speed this game up. We're going to say Panthers, Storm, Eels, Roosters are all contenders.
I think there's a tier one, and it's definitely Penrith, Melbourne, Para.
And Roosters.
I really have concerns with the Roosters, their depth. I don't think Sonny Bill is going to be a signing that'll take them to any next level.
What have you put in that three, in those three coffees of yours this morning? What are you talking about?
No, I live in the East. I'm starting to understand the rooster way of life. That's hence the three coffees. But I don't know. I think the Radley and Verrills injuries that probably were the last episode that we did have taken its toll. I think you're going to see the forward pack's going to be. And because it's their third year in a row, potentially going to a grand final, I think that wear and tear is starting to show. Cordner hasn't been there. He's got the concussion issues. I think these teams that are Melbourne are obviously very they're ready to go. They really want to win this. This could be Smith's final year. Para obviously flying. Penrith, who we've just talked about. They're rolling. I think the Roosters won't be able to keep up with these top teams long term when it gets to finals footy. That Para pack, I think they're going to find it hard to play them. And so the last few weeks, I don't think the Roosters have been in scintillating form.
Yeah,
The
but
Titans should have won that game last week, Shaz.
they don't need to be, and they're a team that picks their time and goes for it. And I think they're just, they know they're playing the Titans. They know they can beat them with their hands behind their back, and they did. And whether you like that or not, that's irrelevant. That's just how they're doing it at the moment. I don't think they're playing tired football. I think they know their opposition. They know what they need to put in, and they do it. I think they're definitely top tier for me. And I even with the injuries, and we'll talk about SBW in a little bit, but I think he will add something, especially off the bench in some short minutes. But let me go down the list a bit more. Given the current status of this team, Canberra Raiders, contenders or not?
Oh, they're borderline contenders, I think, Schnaz. But Bateman's inclusion last week was really good. I think he brings a bit more to that right side that's been a bit lacking. I think I pair them with the Roosters. I think there's the top tier contenders, and then you've got Roosters and Canberra, another team that's been banged up. They're going to be playing without Hodgson for the rest of their campaign. But they've done well. They've gone well through adversity. Still 8-4, same record as the Roosters. I think too, you look at the defense of those five teams. They're clearly a different at a different level compared to the other 13 teams. Like, the defense is what wins premierships, wins championships. It's just that's I think you're going to get the two grand finalists from those five teams, Schnaz. So yes, I think you've got those five contenders. I'd like to think the Para Penrith and Melbourne are in the top tier of them, and then the Roosters and Canberra at the bottom.
Okay, I'm not going to get involved in this next
Yep.
bit, but do you think the Sharks attack, which is the second best in the NRL, I believe, do you think there is enough there for them to make a run in the shiny part of the year, or do you think the fact that they missed the most tackles in the NRL is going to bite them at some point?
Stat. No, I think you look at okay, so you look at the ladder, and it's funny, like the Warriors and the Dragons are both on 8 points, and they're down. Sorry, I'm just jumping down the ladder a bit because I want to get a bit of a guide as to who can and can't make the finals. So you got the Dragons and the Warriors on 8 points. So they're 12 games in. Another 8 games, so they get a maximum of 24 points on the season. Your Sharkies are on 14, Schnaz. You only really have to win five more games, and you're pretty much guaranteed a spot in the top eight. You do have teams like Manly and the Tigers who are floating around the bottom, but I don't think either team is in a real position to force themselves into the top eight. I think it's going to come down to some of those final round results, maybe a bit of luck going their way. I think the Sharkies have put themselves in a really good position.
Yeah,
Their
but once they're there though, Brooksy, and they play the top four teams, can they do something or not?
I think it's going to be tough. Like, it's going to be tough. Like, they're going to have to probably rely on, a team like the Roosters having more injuries, being a bit decimated, Canberra having a few more injuries along the way. The way Penrith, like, have a look at Penrith, Melbourne, and Parramatta's sort of depth. I think they're good. Like, if they have a few injuries, I don't think they're going to struggle. Like, we saw that Jay Field came in for Moses, and their attack was humming. Dylan Brown stood up. Gutho was amazing. Michael Jennings is playing unbelievable footy. Storm, as you saw with Cameron Smith off, they can put Brandon Smith into hooker. Their forward pack's humming. Tino Faasua-Moali's doing really well. He's how good's that signing for the Titans for next year? And there's other signings as well, obviously, that have made them really made them something made their fans something to look forward to for next year. But yeah, it's I think the depth there from those top few teams, it's going to be hard for Cronulla to crack them. They're going to have to, I think they're going to have to rely on injuries, suspensions, just fatigue, really, because they can score points. I think that's the thing. They've got to just get into a gunslinging match, just where you go back and forth and win 32 to 30,
But against
28-26.
a team like Penrith or the Eels this year with their defense, that's not so easy to do.
No, definitely not. And that's where they're going to have to take their opportunities. We saw, like, going back to that Titans Roosters game, that I think a lot of teams would have beaten the Roosters last week, and they would have taken some of those opportunities, where the Roosters put like dropped early ball in sets, given the Titans good field position. I think that's what the Sharks can do. They can really strangle teams, but that's where I think Sean Johnson's got to be keep playing like this throughout. Like, Chad's out for what, another 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks?
3 to 4 at least, yeah.
3 to 4. So yeah, he's gonna have to really step up. Like that's, I think that's where, you need two, three try assists out of him each game for the finals, mate.
I'm going to put a line through the Knights due to injuries. Are you doing the same?
Yeah, it's been a fall from grace from the Knights. Obviously, that game where they lost all their hooking depth with Andrew McCulloch and Connor Watson hasn't been good wearing the number 9 or 14 jersey for the Knights this year, with your boy Brayley going down in round 2, and then these two a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, like Ponga and Pierce have to be amazing. Like they have to be nines, tens out of 10 each game for them to.
Pierce hasn't looked too good the last few weeks.
No, and I think there was news this morning that the Warriors are releasing Blake Green so he can go to the Hunter.
And that's what, as of this week.
Yeah, I think it's effective immediately. Whether he gets named for the Knights on Tuesday afternoon is another thing, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Would you play? I guess he was 5'8" at Manly. That season he played with DCE. But what do you think of Green and Pierce halves off the top of your head, Schnaz?
It's a little bit dull for me. I don't mind Blake Green. Like, I think that he's a decent half, and particularly as he gets older, he sort of gets a little bit better. I'm not a huge Mitch Pearce fan. I know he does a job, and he's fairly consistent in what he does, but he's also pretty robotic, which for a half, can work, but in his case, it doesn't necessarily work week in, week out. So I'll be interested to see how that works out. I don't think
I
it'll
think the
hurt having
interesting,
him there, that's for sure.
yeah, I think an interesting thing too, Schnaz, is that Adam O'Brien's come out and said Kurt Mann's been one of their best players this year at the six. So he's going to have to move Mann. Mann's pretty much played every position apart from prop and second row. I know Mary has had a bit to say in that. He moved him around quite a bit. So yeah, he can play multiple positions. Maybe he becomes the 14, but yeah, I think Kurt deserves to be there. He's played a big part in that attack coming down the left-hand side by just his solid run game. And I don't know, like it's a tough one for me. I don't know. I don't think they gain much. Like they're not. It's just to get another veteran in. I think, and that's a he could he, his experience could. Well, be a great asset for the second half of the season. But yeah, we'll see how it all plays out, mate.
A team that really confuses me this year, South Sydney Rabbitohs. What are your quick thoughts on those guys?
Oh, well, what? First 15 minutes of the game on Thursday, you would have thought, what's doing? Bennett's probably going to cop some pressure. And then Reynolds gets injured, Cody Walker takes over, and all my nightmares came at once, and the Rabbitohs looked really good. I think, it's been disappointing this year, and I don't know, Bunnies fans might not agree with me because he is such a good player and he's such a good guy. Danien Cook,
Cookie.
I don't think he's been like where is he in terms like on current form, Schnaz, not looking back at 2019. Where would you put him on the hooker performance? You're going to say second, aren't
Hey. He's no Harry Grant this year, that's for sure.
you? I know. Well, yeah. See,
I would
Harry's
I
stolen a bit
guess
of the
I guess
limelight.
he would be fifth or something, maybe. Is that being even too generous? I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Coruscant's been pretty good.
I know what you're saying.
He's
He
probably.
he's underplaying.
Yeah.
He's not a shining light at the moment. We know that he can turn it on though.
Yeah.
I'd love him at my team as much as I love Blake Brayley, but Damien Cook's one of my favorite players to watch when he's on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think he needs to be a bit more effective. We were all talking about how good he was last year and how the new rules coming out of the lockdown, the shutdown, were going to be to help his game. I don't know. I haven't looked at his stats recently, Schnaz, but I think there's been other hookers that have taken more advantage of it than he has. And look, he might be raring to go, and he might finish this season really well. I just want for South to be probably up with those other five teams. He needs to be playing at an elite level, like try assists, line breaks. You know, he's kicking. He's brought more to his kicking game this year.
He needs to
But
run. He needs to run more is what he needs to
yeah, I'd love to see him run. Just get out. I don't, whether he might have a foot injury or leg injury that he's playing through.
Yep.
But yeah, and we've seen it in recent years. I know Tarek Sims, as a Dragons fan, he had a season where his numbers were well down, and then we found out he was playing through injuries that he sustained in the Charity Shield.
Ugh.
So he played a full season through with injuries, and yeah, he that sometimes you have to maybe take into account that maybe he's not 100%. Who knows?
Brooksy, last night
Yeah.
on Fox Sports 502, the NRL channel, what are we calling it?
Fox League.
That's the one.
Great work. You had pretty much
I love the
that
people I work
Fox
for.
channel with the league. What is it?
We saw some pretty revealing and astonishing pieces of television, namely
Yeah.
the Todd Payton interview on NRL 360. It blew everyone's minds, including Ben Eichen, which is pretty hard to do. Todd Payton came on and he essentially said that he's turned down the NRL head coaching job at the Warriors for family reasons. And
Yeah.
he's also put his hat in the ring for the Cowboys job. And it was a really, really great piece of television.
Yeah, I heard from the guys it was pretty last minute, like they didn't realize that he was going to come on and say that. It's amazing. The honesty, the openness in terms of what he provided. They're going through a lot. They've gone through a
Yeah.
lot, Schnaz, and I think it's been a testing year for everyone involved with the Warriors. And then for him to say he's obviously got family issues that he wants to deal with, I think that's a big thing with the Warriors getting Aussies, whether it's players or coaching staff. Like when this stuff happens, it's hard for them to stay in New Zealand and continue on, particularly with his wife's father who's sick, and
The same thing
he
happened
wants.
with Chad Townsend, a good friend of ours. He
Yep.
his wife's one of his wife's parents was ill.
Yep.
And that was a lot a very large reason why they came home in 2016.
Yeah. And it's been an interesting ride with the Warriors with the coaching situation. Toews was told he was unsuccessful. The Walker brothers were told that they were unsuccessful. They're obviously trying to get Peyton, and now, unfortunately, he's knocked it back. So the Warriors ownership management group, they'll be on the lookout for a coach for 2021. You reckon Greeny might go over, Schnaz,
I don't think so.
Seabold?
I think Greeny wants to stay in Australia, possibly stay in Queensland if you follow him adrift. But I know you can't hire a man based on one interview, but if you could, he was everything you want in a coach. He was honest, he was intelligent, he was emotional, and he was to the point. You know, he didn't come on, for people who haven't seen it, he didn't come on and just like unload all this baggage. He was asked questions and he answered them really honestly. He didn't look particularly happy about doing it, but he also wasn't holding back. And he, you know, in a lot of people's minds, he just went up a notch or two, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's been up on the up on. Let me start again, Schnaz. He's
Sure.
been in Townsville on the Cowboys coaching staff before. I think he was their NYC head coach,
Right.
and also part of the staff during the premiership run. So
Okay.
he's familiar. He's familiar with Townsville. He's familiar with the setup up there. I think, you know, if. I don't know much about his family, so I don't know where his father is located, or you know where his wife's from. But yeah,
I think the times we live
I
in,
think
Rook
from what
City,
we've seen of him, he's good.
the times we live in also had a factor. He mentioned COVID and getting across through airports and when you're allowed, when you're not allowed. I think that definitely also had an impact because traveling is really hard no matter what your circumstances these days.
Yeah, definitely. So speaking of Queensland, Schnaz, have you seen where the three Queensland teams are on the ladder?
Are they in 13th, 14th, and 15th?
That's correct. The Bulldogs are in 16th, but not too far off. They're all on 6 points, Schnaz.
Oh boy.
Who do you see? Okay, obviously. Yeah, some of those teams shouldn't be there, the Cowboys and the Broncos. Broncos 15th, crazy, 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 crazy. They won their first two games, Schnaz. Who do you see coming out on top of those three? Who's going to lift the 4X keg at the end of the year?
Oh man. I think the Cowboys is it's at least topical because they haven't got Michael Morgan, they haven't got Valentine Holmes, especially Michael Morgan. And
Woof.
I feel for them because he's their number one guy. Who's going to end up on top? Oh man. You'd probably still have to say the Broncos, right?
You think they're going to come home strong?
I didn't say that.
Well, with a couple of wins.
Maybe, maybe.
I think that's the interesting thing. You got Morgan potentially coming back. Tatey 180, Brent Tate, dropped it during the Cowboys game on the weekend that he spoke to Morgs, and it was likely that he's going to be named on Team List Tuesday for
All
their
right.
upcoming match.
Oh, okay.
The Broncos are getting Titans superstar David Fifita back in a couple of weeks. And the Titans are obviously with David Fifita coming back. Sorry, and signing David Fifita, I've been playing on a bit of a high. So, can you see, looking at that ladder, can you see the likes of a Manly or the Tigers or the Dragons, for instance, drop down and these Queensland teams get on a bit of a late season roll, not create a few upsets? Do you reckon there could be a fan base in Sydney that's going to see their team drop down?
I think there might be one. I don't know which one it'll be. I think if Manly has one more injury, it could be them. I'm not a great believer in the Tigers at the moment either.
That interest. I think this is a watch this space, the Tigers. I think, whilst we've been on a hiatus, they were cheering for Harry at Leichhardt against the Broncos.
Oh, we love
Like
Harry. Love Harry.
was some sort of scene from Gladiator, wasn't it? Like, this guy's on loan. Like, they're trying to persuade him. I'm surprised they're not throwing like possessions at him.
Let's
Like
talk a
it's
bit of Harry. I love the way this kid plays. I don't think he's overhyped. I don't think that it's too much. I think he, if anything, he sort of needs to calm down the way he's playing. Every time he gets the ball, he wants to do something with it, which is wonderful in itself. But he's got a huge future, that kid. He's everything you want in a dummy half player, let alone a playmaker.
Yeah, it'd be funny if Harry Grant was like, and the Cam Smith Harry Grant situation was like the Ian Healy Adam Gilchrist situation, where we were like, oh, Ian Healy's the greatest keeper of all time, and Smith, how good Smith, like he's the GOAT, and then Harry Grant goes down to Melbourne and wins four straight premierships or something, and dethrones Smith because he does look good. I don't know if he's
Well, it's a shame.
Too
It's a,
early to call, right?
yeah,
Like it's too, way too early to
it's
call.
too early, but it's a shame that Melbourne will probably look different in his time there because he'll probably have a different coach. He'll definitely not have a Cameron Smith there, and it'll be a different team. They'll still be very competitive, obviously, but it's a shame he couldn't be part of a Kronk or a Slater, for example. Although, Munster's there, and our boy Pappenhausen's looking pretty good. But he's one of the guys I like watching each week, and Harry Grant, and he frustrates me a little bit because, as I said, every time he touches the ball, he's looking both ways. He's shimmering. He's dumbing. You know, he's trying to do something. He's not a catch and pass guy. But
yeah,
I think he's got the world at his feet.
I was doing some stuff with Braith a few weeks ago for Liberos for Sunday Ticket, and we were looking at some of his dummy half passes, particularly in the attacking 20, and how he creates opportunity just from that pass in itself, Shaz.
Yeah.
Like, he cutting out defenders, getting 4-on-3s, 5-on-4s straight away from the delivery out of dummy half. Like, it's something that's what I love when I'm working with these guys. But it's so easy for social media people just to bang on about our commentators and whatnot. You talk to them and sit down with them and look at that stuff. They just highlight so many facets about the game that you sort of just watch and you take for granted. But yeah, some of the stuff that the guys have been highlighting, Coops and Mick as well with Harry Grant, it's just been phenomenal seeing his rise and seeing how good he actually is. And yeah, it's going to be heartbreaking for Tigers fans to see him go down to Melbourne next year. But that's the loan system. That's the loan system. The player movement stuff this year has been great, I thought, Schnaz.
You're a huge fan.
Jack Hetherington at the Warriors.
There he goes, all right, doesn't he?
They re-loaned him. They doubled down on the mortgage.
Right. That's right, yeah.
He was their star, I thought, against the Tigers in that win. Like, great.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you see that Alvaro and Jennings from Parra have gone there. They're probably seeing an opportunity for those guys to get some minutes. Alvaro, the 2018 Eels Player of the Year, had racked up 8 minutes of NRL football this year. There's no Reggies. The loan system's great in a sense that it allows these contending teams to put some of those fringe players in, get some NRL minutes under their belt, and then they can recall them back at the end of the year. I think the Eels and the Panthers are obviously onto something here with Hetherington. But yeah, I think more teams should have been doing it. And Peyton was saying a few weeks ago that teams are a bit apprehensive in doing it. We'll help the Warriors do whatever, but no one was really offering anyone. So I would have loved Tristan Saylor to get 4 games under his belt.
I think it depends on the player. I know that the Warriors approached the Sharks and they wanted Ueli for 2 months. The Sharks went, he's kind of our starting prop, so maybe not.
But he scores our first try.
That's right, and last. But I absolutely agree. Like, if you've got guys, you know, in your 20 to 30 of the playing squad and you're not using them, and look, maybe there's a clause and they don't play against your team or something, then that's fine. But absolutely.
They do that in the EPL, don't they?
I believe so, yeah.
You don't play against your host team.
I'd be all for that as a Sharks member. It's good for the players, you know, and that's ultimately good for the club. So we're moving forward in leaps and bounds under the Volandis era. He's breaking rules. He's changing things. He's letting Sonny Bill come back. Ricky Latelli, the tackle's coming back. I mean,
you know, spotting dimes.
This guy just has zero, zero, you know what? He just... He wants rugby league to be as best as it can.
I hope he's an NBA fan, Schnaz, because I'd love a bloody trade window.
Yeah.
Just a trade deadline.
I don't know if he is. I don't know if he is.
Oh, I know, no.
Little old school.
He doesn't have a Larry Johnson poster in his office. He's got... Did you see he's got Pete's... Pete's laws? The laws of Peter?
Yes.
I was trying to look and try and see what was written, but I couldn't really... They were too far away. And my eyes haven't been that good recently. But yeah, I just hope that he starts looking at some of the American model stuff. I think the loan system has been a success this year.
Yes.
And and he's pushed the rules a little bit too, Schnaz, in terms of signing some players from OS. Returning players.
Yes.
The Roosters have got their...
Your boys.
The Messiah has returned.
Yeah.
Sonny Bill Williams.
He's staying in a suite next to you, isn't he, by the looks of it?
Yeah, I love his wife posting the Insta stories of what Sonny's doing. But it's great. It should just be a They should just be slapping a GoPro in the corner and streaming it straight to Fox Sports 515, the Sunny Channel.
Sunny Cam, yeah. I'm excited by his return. I like watching him play rugby league, and I'm a little I guess I'm indifferent about the rules being bended for him, but I can understand why it is. I don't think it's a thing where the Roosters are looked at as getting whatever they want. I think it's more the fact that he's Sonny Bill and he's going to drive a lot of viewership and
Eyeballs.
sponsorship eyeballs. So I don't really have a huge issue with it. I think that he'll be great off the bench for the Chookies, and I don't. I think I don't, I'm not really judging him on his Toronto form of late because I don't know. It just the guys like that don't become bad players, you know. He might be older, he might be slower, but he's one of the best we've seen, and I think he's going to be good for him.
Great thing, Ishnaz, both his first two games. 7:30 Saturday nights, live and
Oh.
exclusive on Fox League.
What about
Sorry, had to get that shout out in. But yeah, and your grand final hero,
Yes.
Ricky Latelli,
Yes.
the French television,
Yes.
is going to the Melbourne Storms.
Ironic.
Oh, well, they obviously know about his tough defense, particularly in clutch.
Yes.
It's one of those things, Schnaz. You play well against a team, and then sure enough, you'll be there in a couple of years' time.
It's true.
Shannon
It's true.
Boyd loved playing the Titans, and the Titans loved him.
All the way to the bank.
And I guess Mary has a thing for Corey Norman. I don't know. Like, there's been some
Oh
interesting signings over the last few years because of how well someone's played against teams. But
I
yeah.
do believe Matt Moylan came to Cronulla for one of those reasons. He dominated us, and Flano was like, "That's a guy I really want." And then Flano
Couldn't you guys
disappeared.
sh couldn't you guys have shopped Moylan to the Knights after he had that six tries this game a few years ago? Go, hey guys, Moylan's up for grabs. I'm just gonna leave you with this minute clip of last time he played you guys.
Oh boy, rugby league, it's
Yeah.
back,
I did that
Brooksy.
game. That
Did
was
you?
one of my highlights as a producer.
Yeah.
Was doing the call. Was he's got five try assists. This is ridiculous. And then he got his sixth and did a hammy.
Oh, too
No, I'm
far.
just joking. I'm joking. I'm
Too far,
joking.
Brooksy.
He didn't
Now,
get a sixth try assist.
before we wrap up, we've got a little bit of catching up to do. I've been catching up. I watched Afterlife season two finally. Beautiful, brilliant,
Oh, yes.
sad, funny. I am blown away by the show. I think it's so good. And I know it's got a lot of accolades and awards and everything, but can't be enough for that man. He's a genius, and his acting is so good, let alone the writing and directing and everything else. His acting is fantastic.
So
Every
dry, just,
time he'd do the, I think it was like every episode, he'd have a line where he'd go, "I just really miss her still," and my heart would just
Oh,
break in two.
you start getting the goosebumps, your eyes start welling, and you just
Yeah.
go, oh, F off, Ricky, what are you doing to me?
There's
It's like this.
so many good messages in it too, you know, about making the most of time and about love and all sorts of things, which, you know, people obviously can disagree or agree on, whatever. But the sentiment behind it, I guess I'm saying, is just really beautiful. And yeah, I'm so glad I watched it, and I can't wait. Season three is coming too, I think next year, I guess. So.
I think the thing with it too, Schnaz, is how many people, like a lot of the storylines in it, a lot of people have gone through those scenarios with their family and with their friends,
Yep.
whether it's cancer, suicide, just overall mental health, work colleagues. And I think that's where that's the sort of thing that got me, those situations that I've had, albeit that I haven't had that many, but it brings back those memories. And I know you look at some of the comments that Ricky retweeted and stuff as the show was, once the show went live on Netflix that first few weeks, people just going, that totally hit what I was going through. And it was good to have that that link with someone.
It's almost like you're being counseled. I mean, obviously, I'm not seriously comparing it to counseling, but there is a lot of that behind it. And you're right, just people relating to things. You know, there was, I'm not going to give away too much, you haven't seen it, but there's parent and child relationship as well. And
divorce.
Well,
there's so much. That's what I think. It is hard. It's a comedy, right?
Yeah, like
it's a
comedy, well, I was going to say, it's like, there's still a lot of, you know, blue content and just crass, you know, material. But it's even that's done in a really great way, obviously, you know. There's some real characters in it, so.
The psychologist is like, like some of those stories. And, like, he obviously paints that psychologist to be a wanker, like, you know, like it's like you're the one giving me advice when you're so effed up, you know. Like,
the only thing I couldn't work out
what
is
the beauty of it was.
I couldn't work out, Brooksy, why the brother-in-law, why he stayed for so long in so many sessions, and then in the last one he just went, "Oh, I think I'm out of here," you know.
Because I think that's a realization, right? That it's like, wait. This nut job's giving me advice and how I should react with my wife, but really he's just a chauvinistic asshole.
That scene when he's out with the boys is just horrendous.
Oh, and that's I think that's the beauty of it. Like, it has some serious themes, and then you've got these funny, dirty, crass other scenes that sort of. Is the yin and the yang of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
But Ricky's, you know, I've gone back and watched The Office and started watching a few extra episodes the other night.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's great. He's great, mate.
Now, you wanted to tell me, Brooksy, about a podcast you've been listening to, I guess, or watching.
So earlier in the season, Schnaz, when we were doing the lockdown life, you were in some sort of bomb shelter / sauna scenario. It was a pandemic. You just got a podcast from wherever you can get, mask up and get to the nearest room that has great insulation and soundproofing. And that was your sauna bomb shelterini. But it's funny. It's funny how the tables have turned. So the last few weeks I've been going to, no gym membership, been going to an infrared sauna. I know it sounds crazy, sounds a bit
whoa,
out
whoa,
there.
Whoa, 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 say that again.
I've been going to an infrared sauna, Schnaz. Infrared sauna doesn't work with humidity, it works with UV light. Sorry, I don't have shares in any companies. I've done my research.
Wait, so it's not steaming up, it's lighting up.
No.
Is that safe,
it's,
dude?
It's via UV light.
Is that safe?
I don't know. I'm developing the nipple, but I believe it's okay.
Okay.
So the different UV light does different things to your body. You know, look, I'm in a cult, whatever. Just accept me.
UV cult.
So I've been doing it once a week, and I've been following a few places that do like saunas and cryotherapy and salt baths and all that shit. But I came across what I think was Schnaz's side podcast. It was the sauna show. It was a podcast done in an infrared sauna room. And I was like, wait, Schnaz has been doing this for years. But then I realized they're talking about saunas, talking about the sauna life, therapy, like all that sort of stuff. And I was like, that's perfect. If you can get a podcast, your own podcast, you can do a 2-for-1 sort of scenario and turn your infrared sauna into your podcast studio. You can do podcasts by day, saunas by night. You burn 600 calories in 30 minutes. But could you mix both up and do a podcast whilst in an infrared sauna with it on?
Let me ask you. My mind is blown, Brooksy. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you are in this infrared sauna,
yeah.
What is your attire?
Oh, you've got a towel.
That's it.
Yeah. And what God gave you. That's it. It's
And is it
beautiful. It's great.
gender specific? Is it everyone?
Oh, sorry, they're individual infrared saunas.
Oh,
Due
okay.
to the COVID scenario, you
So
get your own sauna.
how big is the
Oh, how long's a piece of string, Shane?
sauna?
The place I go to in Bondi Junction is like a one-person sauna. It's like an L shape.
Yeah.
So you've got an L-shaped bench with a glass around that. So you could probably see, it's probably my wingspan wide,
Okay.
probably about 5'8" high.
Would
So you
someone
could,
who suffers from claustrophobia, would they have an issue with this or?
no, it's all glass at the front.
Okay.
So I put my headphones in. I get my phone outside the sauna, put on a nice playlist. Maybe some Leon Bridges if you want to relax, a bit of Fat Freddy's Drop. Who knows? I might want to wrap it up and put some ASAP Rocky and some Jurassic 5.
Taking it back a few years there, Brooksy.
Yeah, to the concrete streets.
It sounds like the
So,
ideal place to record a podcast, in all honesty.
yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to purchase an infrared sauna, and that's going to be my podcast studio. I'm going to start a podcast business, and the sauna is going to be a write-off because it's going to be my office.
Is there any buzzing in there?
Oh, are you personally buzz like you when you enjoy the sweat? Like 600 calories, Schnaz.
There's no sonic buzz from any machinery.
No. Just a light, like so. Some places have an infrared light on the roof. Some have panels on the side, so there is a nice glow.
It's all about the
Yeah.
panels.
There's wood everywhere, Schnaz. Just wood. But yeah, it was interesting. I know we've talked way too long about saunas, but I figured that was something that I wanted to get across to you because I was laughing at your Swedish den earlier in the year, but now I'm all for it. I'm in.
Ahead of my
I'm in.
time, as usual, ahead of my time.
We've got to go to Tempe and go get ourselves a sauna that we can put together. Do you reckon they come in flat packs? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know.
It'd be all slats. Like just, yeah, I think you could,
I'll tell
I
you
reckon I could
this.
knock one out in 90 minutes.
I'll tell you this, Brooksy. When
Yeah.
time allows and when society allows, I will towel it up with you and we'll do a podcast in a sauna. You have my word, okay? You have my word.
You sounded like Tobias from Arrested Development with that towel it up. I know, it's just like,
You
it sounded kinky.
might need to, it won't be kinky. You might need to wear sunglasses from the brightness of my skin, but aside from that, it'll be a fun time for all. So keep that in mind. I'm not seeking it out, but this is what I would do for you.
I can't wait, honestly. Once restrictions are lifted, and we can sauna together, I'll be booking a sauna for two, that's for sure.
The sauna life with
The sauna life.
Brooksy
Schnaz, and just a shout out from me. I know you've got friends and family down there, Melbourne.
Yeah.
I've got family down there, and I know there's a couple of people that listen from Melbourne. And I hope they're all good. I've texted a few cousins and stuff, and it sounds like everything's good. But yeah, just wanted to say another 6 weeks in lockdown, it must be pretty tough for them. At least there's plenty of AFL and NBA and NRL to watch to maybe take their minds off it. But yeah, in all seriousness, I hope that people down there are good.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
always, if you want us to talk about anything, hit us up. We'll talk about AFL if we need to.
If you want us to stop talking about saunas, we'll do that as well.
Yeah, I've been watching a bit of Richmond, and I
Lucky
believe they're
Dragons.
playing tonight. They're in the top four. Melbourne Demons, they're struggling. We've got plenty to say about Max Gawn and his captaincy. But yeah, like reach out to us, Melburnians. Maybe we can do a Storm section each week. But yeah, we're thinking about you. And yeah, stay strong down there.
I've got some very close friends down there, and it's a very tough time. And I think it's probably even more extreme than what we went through a while back. But Yeah, hopefully everyone's doing okay, and hopefully the time flies just like the time flew on this podcast, Brooksy. We got to wrap it up.
Yes.
But we'll be back sooner rather than later, that's for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait. There's plenty to talk about after this week if we can. But yes. If not, we can always do those pretender contender lists. I like it.
Yeah.
We can just – I know I'll probably be adding the Roosters in the contenders next time we do it after they go on a rampant streak once again.
You might be onto something, Brooksy. We will wait and see. Thank you for your time, and you can follow us on the social medias. We're all over the place, especially Brooksy. He loves his old social media. And I'm going to say, Marcus, bye for now, my friend.
Before I say,
what you're going to say,
see you later, I'm going to give a shout out to my parents' new Instagram account.
Oh.
It's Hacienda_Jamboree. As you know, restrictions in international travel have hit us. They've got a little Airbnb down in Jamboree down the south coast, and I started helping them with their Instagram account. So if you love the south coast and you love staying with my parents, follow Hacienda_Jamboree.
Do you want to spell that first one for us?
H-A-C. Ooh, IENDA_JAMBEROO. You can control the action. It's only 2 minutes away from the place. But yeah, it's been fun posting stuff from the South Coast, the coast with the most.
I'm going to go follow them right now, Brooksy.
No worries. Great stuff, Schnaz. Thanks for hosting. Thanks for everything. Oh, Jerry, see you later.